Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2007, and about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Certainly very, very excited to have Zeph Daniel with us. I'll tell you what, that guy is just something else. I've just had so much respect for him, and pray for Zeph, and certainly check him out. Check out his website. Check out his show. Check out his books as well. If you've never read anything or heard anything about them, I first met Zeph, I guess, back in 2002, I suppose it was. Maybe 2001. I'd interviewed him about his book, Lamb, which is sort of a prophetic look. Well, it's a look at prophecy in like a fictional novel type form. Really, really fantastic. And I had him on just to sort of, I was curious about where we were, what was going on, and of course, prophecy and where we were at. And it was really a fantastic interview. I got to know Zeph and got to realize that he was plugged into so many other things that we could really talk about anything together on the air. And it was really an amazing time. And of course, I Glass Backwards, which is that satirical look at Hollywood. Now, satirical meaning, of course, it's fictional, but, it's only fictional in the way it's been written. There are things in there that are probably very shocking to people who may recognize themselves in the industry, meaning out there in Hollywood. And it's a powerful look at mind control and programmed assassins and things like that, and what happens when the programming doesn't quite work, and you've got some assassin who's lifted up into being like this famous celebrity. And isn't that really what it's all about? With all the things we talked about here tonight and certainly yesterday and all the things, and what has gone on with our society? Here you can be famous in America for doing nothing. For doing nothing. I don't know how that's possible. So you've accomplished nothing, you've produced nothing, you've contributed nothing, but you're a celebrity. You get followed around by photographers and things like that. That's just bizarre to me. I don't understand it. I never have. I never will. But it's not something I strive for. It's not something I ever wanted. So it's not going to be a problem for me. I don't understand the whole fame thing anyway. But why anybody would like that? Why would you want that? Why would you want to be followed around? Why would you want to be photographed and documented? It's completely anathema to everything that I believe in. It's an amazing thing. Well, we haven't had Zeph on very often, but we've done some just phenomenal interviews together in the past, and I appreciate him so much. So because we're very privileged to have him on for a couple hours, he's a morning guy, absolutely, so we appreciate him staying up late. This hour tonight is being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall at PrivacyCrisis.com. We interviewed him, of course, yesterday, talked a lot about identity theft and all the different things that are going on. Of course, it's not just hackers and people wanting to harm you these days. It's everybody wanting to document you. If celebrities and people who didn't want all this attention from the photographers and the reporters and all that jazz, and just psychos in general, if they had read this book and they had applied these things to them, they would be virtually invisible. Maybe that's why, I don't know, they wouldn't want it. I don't know, but it's fantastic, folks. Protect yourself in every possible conceivable way, how you travel, how you bank, how you work, how you live, by picking up the book Privacy Crisis at PrivacyCrisis.com. There's an ebook there and a hardcover version. Also, you can go to Amazon.com, look for it used, certainly the most economical way to purchase the book. Also, you can go to Borders Bookstore, have it shipped to you if you call them at 702-433-6222. And certainly the other option is to go to your local bookstore and ask them to order it for you. And I think they will do so. So, folks, please stay with us. We have another break. We'll come back. We'll do some news, and we'll get some calls in and all that stuff, too. It'll be fun. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. A lot of stuff going on out there in the world, but we got some people on the phone line, so we'll delve into the phone calls. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to John in Florida. John, welcome to the show. All right. Going once. Going twice. So long, John in Florida. Mike in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank.
Good How you doing, sir? Tonight. Hey, thanks.
When I heard the deathnet.com, I remember listening to your show before, and I wrote that down, and I tried to get my wife to try and get it up, so, and she said it was strange because it was blocked, and she never run into that before because I can't even turn a computer on.
Hmm.
So still, I'll try it again or however.
Yeah,
try it.
Try ZephNet.com or ZephReport.com.
Was he the guy that I think the last time you said he was making prophecies about Iraq?
Gosh, Zeph was talking about Iraq, and he was talking about Iran even before Iraq. Yeah, the guy's very, very spiritually in tune, and he takes a beating as a result of that on a regular basis.
Well, that shows he's doing the right thing, I guess. You know, and he talked about the churches, and I kind of agree with that because I think Lucifer figured out Well, he's had 6,000 years to figure out the human persona. Mm-hmm. And when he persecutes you, the church grew, you know what I mean? And I've often wondered how God was going to decide where the fence setters was, and it'd be pretty easy once the persecution starts. You know, you're either going to be with him or get off the fence, one way or the other.
Yeah.
One thing's on my mind about Iraq, and I keep thinking, you might know this, I think it's an Arab saying, the enemy of my enemy is my enemy. I'm fearful when the Shiites and the Sunnis figure that out.
Yeah.
Who's caused all their trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And our troops will be embedded with them, and by the time we arm them and train them and everything, they might just turn around on us.
Yeah, that's actually been happening quite a bit. It's very interesting. In the Pat Tillman investigation, congressional hearing, came out that one of the deaths covered up by the military was a guy who was training these Iraqi soldiers, police, I don't know what they were, and he reported to his superiors that that they were, he thought they were trying to kill him, and they said, hey, you know, just do your job. Anyway, he was right. They did kill him, and they suppressed it and told his family he died in combat, which wasn't true. So there's a lot of that. The other thing, too, is I think on this show and in its previous incarnation in the mornings as well, we uncovered quite a bit of evidence to suggest that the instability in Iraq between the Shias and the Sunnis was actually being fostered. And it was designed to create that civil war type of scenario, which is why it was the big thing. You know, all the talking heads in the mainstream media were talking about, oh, is this a civil war? Is this a civil war? As if that had some bearing on the problems anyway.
Yeah.
But the whole rationale behind that, and it was there, and it was, there were other destabilization techniques going on too. One was between Fatah and Hamas in the Palestinian territories. And the third one took place in Lebanon between Hamas and some of the other, you know, Lebanese, I guess, troops and whatnot. And it was all designed to create this instability to have the rationale for the troop surge. And then, of course, they got the troop surge. And it's not, you know, helped anything one tiny bit. In fact, in polls taken among various groups of Shia and Sunni, for example, they all said that, you know, given the opportunity, you know, they don't really want to have this civil war, these sort of internal conflicts, that they would rather focus on the real enemy, which is the United States. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
Yeah. One other, I got a question here. If I've been reading about, have you ever heard of the series of books called the Singing Cedars?
No, I have not.
It's, I've been reading about it. It's they say that people, it was in Russian first, and they translated it for over in Europe, different languages, and people are reading it, and a lot of them are quitting their jobs, and they're ordering like a dozen books to send to their family members. It's recommended, it's, if you read one book in your life, to read this. But I think it's a spiritual book, and that's what's got me kind of iffy about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I may get it just to look at it because I read about a book a week anyway now. I'm
that's great.
Retired.
Yeah, I used to do that myself.
Yeah.
I think the main thing, and here's the main thing about it. A lot of people do, they fear a lot of things. You know, I'm not saying you by any means, but I'm just sort of using that example to go into it. I read the Left Behind series. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was well written, well crafted. I had a lot of problems with the scriptural interpretations and the implementation. I mean, the whole concept of that entire, you know, $1 billion industry is predicated on a rapture, which I don't believe. So,
I don't either.
Yeah, but I still read it because I thought it was neat. It was neat to see a society in the midst of the tribulation. What would it go, you know, how would it be contextualized and things like that. So I think if you go into anything with your spiritual armor sort of in place, I don't think anything's going to bother you. And you may enjoy the book, you may not, I don't know. But I would like to know if it's worth reading. I listen to rock and roll music. I play rock and roll music. I don't worry about it. A lot of people have tried to come down on me and say, oh, that music's the devil. Well, look, I have no doubt that that there are people, you know, in all fields who, you know, do sell out, as Zeph was saying, and there are people in all industries, people in the churches. You know, it's just, it's part and parcel. People want instant gratification. We're a whole society geared that way. We go and we get our food at the drive-thru. We buy food at the grocery store. You know, it's that's how things are. You know, we have to have discernment for ourselves, because not everything is bad, and not everything that's intended to be bad is going to have its desired effect upon us if we're approaching it with the right mindset and the right sort of foundation to stand on. So, you know, I have no doubt if when King David was composing psalms and they were writing music and all this stuff, if they had electric guitars, they probably used electric guitars. But they didn't, so they didn't. Now people are, oh, that's devil music because there's electricity being used. That's ridiculous. So, but I agree with what you're saying, and yeah, read the book, and you know, if you like it, let me know.
Yeah, one other book, my boy. I'm interested. I've been in the Talmud, in the Kabbalah, you know, because once I read what somebody says about it, I like to read it for myself. And
sure.
So he picked up the at a used bookstore the sixth and seventh book of Moses, and. He thought I'd be interested until I opened it up, and it seemed like it was all about demonic incantations. You know, if you wanted to be wealthy, you said you wanted to be wealthy, and then you repeated about 20-some names, and the names all sounded so weird and far out, you know, like there might have been demons or something, and the whole thing in the inscriptions and the pictures or whatever, I mean, the diagrams, whatever, would all look kind of evil, you know, like... But when I read it, I didn't read a whole lot of it. I mean, I didn't want to... bring up a bunch of demons or something, you know, by reading their names and stuff. But I, well, anyway, I might get that book, and if I do find out anything about it, I'll call you back and let you know what I thought.
Yeah, I'd like that very much. You know, a lot of the guests and whatnot that we have on the show, you know, a lot of that's just people who get a hold of me and say, hey, look, you know, check out this guest, go to this website, here's their phone number, or I already contacted this guest and they want to be on your show, here's how you get a hold of them. So, you know, I mean, you never know how things are going to develop. You might read it, it might change your life, or it might be a further affirmation that your belief structure is sound. It's good to challenge and experience and, you know, research, and it sounds like you're doing good things.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the call very much, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, have a nice night.
You too, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I agree with what Mike was saying about the churches and whatnot, and certainly what Zeph was saying, too. Look, if you go to church and you're dyed in the wool and you love your church, you know, good for you. Good for you. But have discernment in all things. You know, be able to perceive if you're being misled. Because a lot of times, you know, the best lie is 99% true. All it takes is that 1% to really throw you off course. It's just like anything else. You know, just a little tiny deviation over a long journey will take you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles out of the way. You got to be aware of these things. That's all. And the big churches, you know, those are the ones that I really have the problem with, because those are the ones that are business. It's industry. A perfect example, we've got a church here in Northwest Arkansas. I don't even know what it's called. But it's located in the ritzy section, you know, the rich part of town. It's a building. It's not really... all that big, but it's, you know, it's a good size. I mean, it holds several thousand people, I'm sure. But the cost to build this thing is like $60 million. $60 million? How can a church raise $60 million? And where is it? You know, you see a movie sometimes, it's cost $100 million to make. You see that $100 million on screen sometimes. Where's the $60 million go to in this thing? I don't see it, not for a second. But I know that it's been built, you know, pre-built with all the cameras, you know, built in so they can broadcast it on TV and all the mics for the various preachers and all that. And it's about making money. You know, that's what church has become. It's a business. What did Jesus do about, what was his view on business in the churches? He just went crazy, went in there, flipped over tables, said, get out of here, chased people away, got angry. And that's why. So I agree. I think the church is the logical way. If you're looking to infiltrate the enemy, you know, you go to where they're most secure, and you infiltrate them there. And obviously for Lucifer, that would be the churches. So I don't know. It's just my take on it. I'd rather pass or fail on my own with my own studies, my own research. Stay with us, folks. We'll keep going with the calls if you're interested. Let's talk. 800-313-9443. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here as always. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing tonight, Frank?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm a little upset. I've got to spank you. I sat with the phone plugged in my ear for 1 year, 1 hour, trying to talk to the guest that you had. Now, talk radio, as I understand it, is host, guest, and audience participation.
So you're unhappy with the way I do the show?
No.
Okay. That's what it sounds like.
No. No, just tonight. But I wanted to ask the man some questions, and he's not here now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Gary.
Well,
he hadn't been here for 25 minutes. He hasn't been here for 25 minutes.
Excuse me?
He hasn't been with us for the last 25 minutes.
Well, it's not the way my clock reads, but that's okay.
Well, I don't know.
Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thanks for the call, I guess. Let's go to Davis in North Carolina. Davis, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Whalen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
I'm doing fine. I hate how you get to talk to Zell, but, you know, time is time, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But you'll have him back, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Okay. That's no problem. Let me read you some statistics. These are fresh. These were generated by a group called the Religious Enigma Survey. Here's what it says. You're going to like this, Frank.
Okay.
These are church members only. 10% cannot be found. 20% never attend church. 25% never pray. 30% never read their Bible. 40% neither tithe at all, 7% occasionally. 50% never go to Sunday school. 60% never give to world missions. 75% do nothing in the church, even though they're there. 85% never show up except on Sunday. 95% never won a soul to Christ, but 100% said they're going to heaven. What do you think about that, bud?
Wow.
That's real fresh stuff, too, by the way. It was done this year.
That's amazing.
2006.
Still, I have no doubt that, if anything, those statistics have only worsened as far as the credibility of, you know, the church going public. It's a real problem for me. And look, like I said, I had no beef against all churches. I mean, I may generalize and say all churches, but mostly I'm talking about the big ones, the ones that are industries, that are businesses. I know that there are good people out there. I know there are good people who would like to be, you know, preaching, and people who want to be a part of that, people who want to be a part of Bible studies. I got no beef with that at all. And people are entitled to do their own thing. But I think that for the most part, church nowadays is an opportunity to meet your one-hour quota of time with God, to look holy, to act holy, to speak holy, and doubtfully, but perhaps try to think holy, only for that hour. And then once you're done, you're done. You're free. It's 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, and whew, all done. Free till next week. That's how people view it, man. That's how I used to view it.
Right. That's exactly how people do view it, as a social event.
Yeah.
You'll probably catch them flipping each other off in the parking lot because they got cut off trying to get to their favorite restaurant after church, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, he was talking about music. I enjoyed listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Satan, of course, was a minister of music mm-hmm. in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of his jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of times, even in the church, when problems start, sometimes, a lot of times, it's a minister of music where problems will crop up. I can't explain that. But I've seen it happen over and over again, you know, coming from that particular office in the church. Can't explain it, but it happens.
Yeah.
I go to a very small church, non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor who preaches there would not be welcome in 98% of the churches in America today.
Really?
No, he just says what it is. This is what it is, and in fact, last Sunday, when he got done, my feet were sore, top of them. He walked all over me, but this guy's, I mean, he just tells it like it is.
Well, that's great.
I mean, no screaming, no hollering, it's none of that.
Yeah.
It's very matter of fact. But you made a conscious choice some time ago. You said about you left organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have too. You were a little bit smarter. It took me two times to figure out it wasn't going to work, that it doesn't work. This is the Laodicean area, okay? Mm-hmm. Speaks about it in the Bible. You're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. Therefore, I'll spew you out.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm smart necessarily. I think maybe I view this in maybe a different way. It's not quite off subject, my friend. But you know, you look at the kids these days, and you've got kids, you know. Kids are being born smarter and smarter. That indicates to me that we got less time available for awakenings. Hang on for a second, folks. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, collodial silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's continue with the calls. Davis in North Carolina, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, I've heard you allude to figuring out that the church is not the answer. Church has never been the answer, and never will be the answer. The only thing the Bible says is that we should assemble ourselves with other believers.
That's it.
That's what it says. A $60 million church, a building that they call $60 million. Now,
crazy.
What could anybody with any common sense have done with $60 million to help children and people like that? Would have gone a long way.
Oh, yeah.
We're building monuments to a man.
That's exactly right.
I don't know who they are or why they want to do it, but they're monuments, okay? And it's always disturbed me to see that. I go to a very small church. We have no bills, but we support people who need to be supported in our community to the best of our ability. And I do mean we reach out and get them and support them. And that's how we do things. Never thought I'd ever be a part of anything like this. Mm-hmm. I figured out years ago I was probably past the point that God would ever have anything to do with me. But I was wrong. And I was way down the hill. But, you know, God cleans it up. We don't clean it up. You're talking about jobs. You left them or you were terminated. Mm-hmm. I'll submit to you that the good Lord moved you. And he got you, has got you where you are now, because you certainly have the favor of mankind. And that's a gift. You've been given that favor. I don't know how it happened, and I don't know why it happened, but one day I'll know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened to you. God puts you where he wants you to be.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. And it's interesting you bring that up, Davis, because, you know, I like I said, I like to take time and just think deep thoughts, you know, be alone. It's kind of nice being in here, you know, and late at night because nobody else is around, and I get to, of course, do some thinking. And I try to make time all the time just to do these things. And you come up with some pretty interesting insights when you start thinking about it. But, you know, whenever anybody is sort of doubting, you know, and I've been there, you know, where you feel like, you know, God isn't paying attention to you or anything like that, or maybe just life isn't quite what you had hoped it would be. I think that when you look back at your life and you look back at all the things that have gone on, things that were so incredibly tragic at the time, maybe you step back from that. And in hindsight, you realize, gosh, it worked out perfectly. And you can really see how everything, you know, has led you to where you're supposed to be and to become the person that you need to be for whatever is coming.
Well, I probably, when I left Southeast Asia the last time after trip number 4, I had no faith in anybody, in mankind. I hated everybody. I was an equal opportunity hater. It was everybody. That's how I felt about it. It took a long time to turn that corner. And thank God it happened for me through the prayers of other people. Not because of anything I was doing. I was doing it all wrong, you know. But I finally got to this point where, you know, I'm able to do something for the kingdom of God. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to help people.
Yeah.
A wonderful thing. You're helping people on this program to give them knowledge. They get a lot of knowledge, okay? The Bible says my people suffer for the lack of knowledge. So anytime you're producing and sending out knowledge that's useful to humanity and it's not against God's principles, you just hit a home run. And now out of the park home run, but God moved you around. Frankly, he finally got you where he needed you to be, do the most good. That's why you're there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like I said, man, that's what I strive for. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me, you know. Like I said, as we talked about last night, you know, the whole thing about it. A lot of people do what they do for different reasons, and I think people have to figure that out. What am I trying to get out of this? And I know what I'm trying to get out of radio. And it's not fame and fortune and glory. It's just simply, you know, being able to. You know, I guess Judgment Day and stuff like that, just say I did the best I could. I think that's all we can ever hope to do. But you're right. There's a feeling when you're able to help somebody, when you're able to do something, there's a feeling there, and that feeling trumps all others. Every single feeling you've ever felt. If you've helped somebody, if you've done some good, you don't need to brag about it or anything like that, but just if you've done something, that makes you feel amazing. And I think that's probably one of the closest things you can feel to maybe, you know, knowing what God is all about. And not to say that you're becoming God or anything like that, but you're doing something. And I think that feeling of helping people, and you know this too, it's addictive. I mean, you're a Marine, so, you know, you guys do the Toys for Tots things and every year. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. I got to be a part of that once. We did something else that was similar as well.
Good.
We called it the Teddy Bear Roundup.
Right.
It was we collected teddy bears for kids, and we were going to bring them to the hospital. And nobody was around to do that, to actually do the delivery. And I remember me and my family, we said, well, we'll do it. And I just remember, and now I get all choked up just even thinking about it, just some of these kids, you know, who were in the burn wards or coming out of surgery and just giving them that teddy bear, man. It was it was something else.
What God had to say about children is – Jesus actually said, this is a quote, I believe it's in Mark, he said, if you do you do it for me, and you've done it for my father. It's a mark of your, and I'm paraphrasing, manhood. That's the exact quote, but the meaning is there. I believe it's the Book of Mark. And, yes, when you do that, you do God's work, especially with children who are defenseless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another phenomenon that happens to me, people will call me, and I don't know why they do it, but, you know, they'll say, I need you to pray. Okay. I start off, I tell them up front, now, the first two people I prayed for died. Do you want me to pray for you? Yeah, okay. I said, I want you to know that the first two people I died for, that I prayed for, died. Understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You still want me to pray? Okay. And if I'll pray. Now, what happens is, we had one last Monday in another state in New Jersey. Family called me and said, my daughter is in intensive care. She's number one on the liver transplant list at 16, clean cut, athletic, no reason. Doctors can't say what it is, so we prayed. But I have a lot of people praying with me from Texas, South Carolina. Well, in 2 days, she's home, off the transplant list. They don't know what happened to her, don't know what caused the problem, but she's home. Soon the guy calls me back and says, could you pray for this other guy? Because if you pray, something will happen. I say, look, any Christian that prays, something will happen if you believe. It's not me. The first two people I prayed for checked out. They died. I felt like an idiot. You know, I was walking around going, God, what did I do? Did I say something wrong? What was it, my prayer? What did I do?
Uh-huh.
They died, buddy. Hmm. It hadn't happened to me since, but I guess God was trying to see if I'd hang in there. And that's what happened. But I don't want people calling me. I mean, it aggravates me when they do it, because they have the same thing, or provided the same thing any other Christian has.
That's right, authority.
Yeah, all you got to do is read it and believe it. And that's how I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a simple country, mountain, Appalachian, retired Marine. Nothing special.
I don't mind praying either.
Don't mind praying for people. I just sit on the front porch, rock, drink tea when I'm not praying, you know.
That's what the academics say about you guys.
I know, absolutely. Well, I want to tell you that I told you about the wall thing, didn't I?
Yes, you did. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's where I see a lot of, not all of them. I know some really good ones who are dedicated people.
Oh, yeah.
I know some that got it so they can say they have it, you know. Just for having it sake, and nothing wrong with that. Can't be taken from you.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I wanted to call you, and great program. And if Zeb comes back on one of these days,
mm-hmm.
I'll get to talk to him, but it's not a problem.
Well, I appreciate that.
We're up against time. He's up against time. We're all up against the clock.
It's crazy, too, because, I mean, I've done mornings for 7 years prior to doing evenings. And, you know, Zeph is, he's a morning guy. I mean, he's getting up when I'm getting off the air for the most part. So, you know, I've had him on in the mornings and I've had him on all 4 hours before. And obviously that affords us a lot of time, but you know, when the man gets on a roll, there's no stopping him. So, just 2 hours, just not enough time with him. That's for sure.
He's got the church figured out. He understands what the church is today.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, to be able to go back and check out some of the things, I mean, we've done, I don't know, probably 100 interviews and just tons and tons and tons of hours of information. His background is very, very interesting because he grew up in that sort of elite, privileged, I don't know, society that's sort of on the other side. And they tried to get him to be, you know, what they are. And he said no from the beginning. And they did everything they could, even tried to kill him.
So
Zeph is, he knows very well about the Illuminati and the power elite and the families and how all that works. And he survived it. And there are very few of those people.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's all I had for you. It was great talking to you as usual.
Yes.
What a great show. I'll be listening to you sign off. Be praying.
I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you so much, as always.
Take care, brother.
All right. God bless you. Fantastic. All right. Eric in Oklahoma, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing, Frank?
Doing well, man. How are you?
pretty good. Zeph stirred up some memories for me. Very interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get into that. I'll just that's. But he did bring up something about Christian contemporary music, and you know what? It seems like 90% of Christian contemporary music is it should be sued for copyright infringement because it's like blatant carbon copies of popular music. That's just they changed the words. It's regurgitated, and it's but it is very interesting because this is like a spiritual backdoor into Christian music, and. You know, I've always wondered why, man, I would be prosecuting somebody if they ripped me off, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it goes on almost, like I said, 90%. Every time you turn on a contemporary Christian station, it's just the same popular music with Christian lyrics. And, but note for note sometimes, solo for solo sometimes. I mean, it's interesting when you think about it.
Yeah. No, I agree wholeheartedly. I think that, you know, there's something... I don't know. And look, hey, I know people feel differently about all this, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I have never spoken in tongues, and I just never really, I don't know. To me, I've never seen one that I believe to be legitimate. And that's just me. I mean, I know some people out there have those kinds of experiences, and hey, that's fantastic. If it's correct, good, you know, good for you. God bless you. I think that's fantastic. To me, and I've seen a lot of the preachers do it and whatnot, and it's just gibberish. You can plainly tell on the televangelist that's just gibberish. They keep repeating the same sounds over and over again, whereas I always thought speaking in tongues was being able to speak actual languages, speaking actually to other people in their native language. That was the whole intent of it, was almost countering the Tower of Babel being brought down in the confusion of the communication. So there was something unifying about that, but the way it's done in some of the churches is very bizarre. There's a video out there called Jesus Camp. I don't know if you've seen this. I interviewed the filmmakers and I interviewed the gal who was the subject of the documentary. And I forget exactly where she was, somewhere in like Minnesota or something, ran this summer camp. And it was very, very, very evangelical Christian right-wing sort of thing. And they talked about, you know, doing all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, you watch this, and they're speaking in tongues, and kids are falling on the floor and shaking and frothing at the mouth, and people are just crying their eyes out, like, hysterically. That just doesn't look holy to me. That doesn't look like God is there. It looks like people are being tortured. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I've seen the trailers for this, and it's militant, and it's brainwashing these young children.
It's unbelievable.
And it's very, you know, what a propaganda piece against Christianity,
It got
too,
shut
man.
Down, by the way.
Well, oh well, you know,
yeah,
probably
just,
for good reason.
It's after that documentary came out, there was a big backlash. A lot of the evangelicals, Ted Haggard was in that before he was gay and then not gay, by the way. So we just point that out. But
really,
it's such a bizarre thing. Look, I just when you see the and I'm sure you've seen it because they're airing these Christian music commercials on regular programming nowadays, and you see these people in the crowd and they look like they're possessed. I mean, their hands are up in the air and they're like, oh, they look like they're drowning, like they're waving, oh, please, you know, save me next.
Well, it's the group think,
I know. And that's bizarre. I mean, that's the one you've really touched on an important point. How many people fall down into convulsions, you know, who aren't epileptic when they're by themselves? Why is it just in churches when there's crowds around for people to go, oh, look how holy they are? They're puking all over themselves.
You know, well,
their head is turning around 360 degrees. Look how holy they are. What?
Yeah, right.
You know, this is out of The Exorcist. This is not holy stuff.
Man, Aldous Huxley wrote a book, and it was basically 1984 just came out, and he wrote kind of a reply to 1984 using Brave New World and kind of melding the two. And he came up with the term herd poisoning, and about the how people are brainwashing groups, and it's just very easily because you lose all self identity, and anybody who can manipulate that group can easily manipulate you're any individual in it, right? Mm-hmm. Because and it seems the same thing as mesmerism. It's all these techniques are ancient, you know,
yeah.
And they've always been used in trance type experiences, and it's the same thing in the Christian church. And I've certainly heard people speak in tongues. That was an angelic, beautiful language. But I've also heard the gibberish and just people. They want to please.
It.
They want to please the pastor. They want to make. They want to please. You know, first they want to fit in, and they want to make sure they are part of that group and part of that mind meld, the whole. So they will lose themselves, and you know, at that point, you're very mentally susceptible to anything that's put into you. So, but then again, I have heard something that sounds Aramaic and angelic and beautiful, and I've heard it many times, mm-hmm. you know, and I enough to know that it is of the Lord. And but those are few and far between, and I don't much go to church anymore. So, for because of the mind meld thing, as a matter of fact, it's just impossible for me to appreciate that, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I've just never had a speaking in tongues experience or heard one that I thought was legitimate. So, you know, I'm sure that there are. I absolutely am sure that there are.
It is one of the gifts of the Spirit. It is just one of many, you know. And people place such an emphasis on it, but it's really one of the lesser gifts, in all honesty.
That's interesting stuff.
Well, hey, brother, I'm going to let you go. I wanted to give you a nod.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Eric, very much. I'm glad you called in. Glad you're listening tonight. Thank you so
appreciate
much.
You too, bro. Love you.
Hey,
bye-bye.
I love you too, man. Thanks a lot. Folks, fantastic calls, obviously. We'll fit a few more in here if we have them. And then, of course, when we go into the final hour, I think we're just going to do news. So stay with us, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. I found a particularly poignant lyric there. Television shepherds with living room sheep. You know, we're in a society where we are conditioned to be entertained. And entertained in a variety of different ways. People just have weird things. Some people like to be scared. Some people like to laugh. Some people like to just zone out. Some people like sports. Some people like movies, whatever else. You know, there are different things that that appeal to us in an entertainment point of view. Some people, it's the news. Whether you like it or you hate it, you're watching it for a purpose. So there's some sort of entertainment going on. You are being captivated for a brief period of time by something. Something holds your attention. And I think that's the biggest problem we have out there is that, you know, there's a difference between existing and living, okay? And that's kind of the whole thing, I think, with what, you know, we had talked about at the beginning of the show with Zeff and, of course, him putting the CD out. And, you know, the guy's done a lot of things. He's done, you know, music. He's done books. He's a filmmaker. He's been out in Hollywood. Not a filmmaker like documentaries or something. We're talking like actual Hollywood films, okay? And you know, it wasn't under his name that he has now. So it's a long story and one that's not mine to tell. But the point I'm getting at here is that he's out there doing these things. And that's, I think, his criticism of the churches and some of the other things that we've talked about tonight, some of our callers, and then I would say this as well. You know, it just depends on where are you getting fed? You know what I mean? How are you being fed? What are you occupying your time with? And like we've talked about before on the show, we are just the most busiest people in the world. You know, I was thinking about that today, about just how little time I have for anything anymore, it seems like. And I don't think it's because of mismanagement of time. I mean, I got to get some sleep. You know, I got to do some of these things. But, you know, it's just that's the whole thing about it, is the world is geared up to distract us almost always and to encourage us either by coercion or just by necessity to take shortcuts. And that's what this whole thing is about. It's not shortcutting. You know, when we talk about faith, don't get your faith on television. Don't get your faith from somebody else. Find it yourself. You know, use these other things as a springboard for your own personal knowledge, for your journey. Same thing with the show, as we talked about last night. Don't get your information and your opinions from me. Find your own. You know, use the show as an opportunity to bounce some things off of me and bounce some things off the callers. And, you know, use what I'm saying as a challenge to you, maybe. I don't know. Ultimately, you're the one who's going to be accountable. So make sure you come by your opinions, your beliefs, your faith, honestly. Stay with us. Back in 90 seconds with the final hour of the show.
It's true. Gold and silver.